What's going down, everybody? Welcome back to the station. Welcome back to the channel. Y'all know who it is. It's your boy, Ray G. You can find me on Twitter, at Ray GQ. If this is your first time on the channel, you know, I've got to say welcome. Thank you for lending me a couple of minutes of your time. And I do think that this content is going to be something that helps you become a better Dynasty Fantasy Football player, as well as the people in the comments, man. There's always good commentary going down. Dope community. Appreciate you being here. Hit that subscribe button, thumbs up, like it, set the alerts if you appreciate the content. And if you're listening, you don't have time to watch it. You got to listen in your car, on the plane, on the train, on your way to work, on your way home. Make sure you sub. You can find this show on DynastyLeagueFootball.com. We are a proud member of the DLF family of podcasts. Sub. Google Play, Spotify, Apple, whatever you stream your podcast to, you could find this show. Make sure you subscribe, rate, review the content. But we don't play around. No nonsense, no BS. Let's get into it. Another version of the 2022 Rookie Mock Draft. You know, a lot of Dynasty Leagues don't have trade deadlines. Some do. And if you do, the trade deadline is like here. It's approaching. So what should we be looking forward to in this 2022 class? Again, still see a lot of people talking about they're fading the 2022 class. I would not do that. I wouldn't do it. This mock, we're going to look at another super flex, no tight end premium, super flex rookie mock draft, two rounds, and we also have ADP data. The director of prospect talk, Jordan Backus, I'm telling y'all, if you want the full mock, if you want all the ADP, I'm only giving you like the top 20 or top 15. Make sure you go to patreon.com/allgas. It's the best $7 you will spend. You will be a better fantasy football player, a better dynasty fantasy football player with the services that are provided to you within the Prospect Talk community. I promise you that. And if you don't like it and you hate it, just cancel and you lost $7. That's not even a lunch, right? But let's dive right into round one because we've seen a lot of changes from the last mock draft with this 2022 class. So here we go. At the top, 101, Sam Howell, quarterback out of North Carolina. I don't hate it. Not my quarterback one personally, but I don't hate the pick. He reminds me, I continue to talk about it. He reminds me of a smaller version of Josh Allen. Sam Howell at 101, Matt Corral out of Ole Miss at 102. Two quarterbacks lead the top of the mock. Isaiah Spiller, Kenneth Walker, and Breece Hall go 103 through 105. And then at 106, a little bit of a fall for the quarterback who was in the top three in the last mock draft, Malik Willis, the QB out of Liberty. Didn't have a good game versus Matt Corral head-to-head this past weekend. He goes at 106. We have a string of four straight wide receivers with Treylon Burks, the big wide receiver out of Arkansas, at 107, wide receiver one in this mock, followed by Big Drizzy Drake London. Out for the season, doesn't matter. The production, 88 receptions, over 1,000 yards in seven games, pretty much solidified him, in my opinion. He's going to be a first-round pick in rookie mocks, in rookie drafts in the spring. David Bell, love him. Top three wide receiver for me in the class. Another big game versus Michigan State. Over 200 receiving yards, just dominant. And he's been doing it since Rondell Moore was in the building. 110, Ohio State wide receiver comes off the board, not named Chris Olave. It is Garrett Wilson, who didn't play this past weekend, but Garrett Wilson is great. He's a fantastic wide receiver. 111, we see a new addition to the top 12, and we're talking about Nevada's quarterback, Carson Strong, probably the best thrower of the football in this class. Just a cannon of an arm, best deep thrower in the class, Carson Strong. I would not be shocked if we hear his name come off the board first in the NFL draft in 2022. And then at 112, we have Zach Charbonnet, the big running back out of UCLA, who I know some people who have Zach Charbonnet as their RB1 in this 2022 class. All right, takeaways here. The running backs are good. I think all three running backs, Breece Hall, Kenneth Walker, and Isaiah Spiller, are all three going to be starting running backs in the NFL, and they're going to be really good. I think they're going to be productive picks. I don't think any of them crack round one in the NFL draft. I don't see them getting the draft capital that Najee Harris and Travis Etienne received last year. And honestly, if I'm an NFL team, I'm not taking any running back in round one. But in round two, we've seen round two produce running backs like Javonta Williams, Jonathan Taylor, DeAndre Swift, J.K. Dobbins in years past. And I think we're going to see quite a few of these running backs come off of the board in round two. Kenneth Walker, Isaiah Spiller, and Breece Hall being the three in particular that I think will come off the board first in some order. Again, Sam Howell at 101, I think he's the safest quarterback in the class. His dual threat ability, We're seeing it week in and week out. I believe now he has more rushing yards than Matt Corral and is right on the tail of Malik Willis for having the most rushing yards at the quarterback position in this class. I have Matt Corral as my QB1 personally. I think he's the best blend of arm talent plus dual threat ability with his legs. What he did this past weekend, I know it was against Liberty, but 300 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks on one leg with that bad ankle sprain, just a phenomenal performance head-to-head with Malik Willis. Malik Willis falling to 106. I know there's a lot of talk about Malik Willis and his dual threat capability. Ultimately, this is what I continue to say. At the quarterback position, it doesn't matter how good you can run. At the end of the day, you have to be able to deliver the ball accurately from the pocket when it's time to do that. You cannot just run your way to victories in the NFL at the quarterback position. You can't do it. Lamar Jackson, such a developed passer. I mean, he's just gotten better and better every single year. Now, he's the greatest running quarterback we've ever seen in the NFL, but he also can shred you from the pocket. He can make plays, extend plays with his legs, but still look to put the ball down the field. The book is not closed. The story is not written, not even close on Malik Willis, but he is a quarterback that I would have a little hesitancy taking in rookie drafts at this point in time. I'd rather trade back, maybe grab a Carson Strong, a Kenny Pickett, acquire more draft capital, but I do think that Malik Willis is still going to get the draft capital to matter. He's going to be a first-round pick in the NFL draft. The wide receiver position is strong in 2022. When you're talking about, and all of these guys are bigger wide receivers. Well, Garrett Wilson, not so much, but David Bell, Drake London, Treylon Burks are all 6'1" and taller. I believe all three of them are over 200 pounds. We know Drake London and Treylon Burks are for sure. Garrett Wilson, a little more slender, but he's a fantastic route runner. Maybe the best high point ball catcher in this class, going at 110. It just shows how much value is in the first round. And then at the back end of the first, Zach Charbonnet over Kyren Williams, Zach Charbonnet over a couple of other players, Chris Olave. I know people are wondering why he's not in here. I said it, and Ohio State fans don't like me. I don't dislike Chris Olave. He's a top five wide receiver for me. I mean, he's right there. He's right there, 1, 2, 3, 4. He'd be fifth for me in my personal rankings. I just think Garrett Wilson is better, and I also think Jaxon Smith-Njigba is a better wide receiver than Chris Olave, better NFL prospect. What is Olave at the next level? Emmanuel Sanders? I don't know. Not sure. But I think this is a strong first round. I do think we'll see some variance with like David Bell, Carson Strong, Zach Charbonnet. And I'm pretty sure after we do the next iteration of this Superflex mock, it's going to be interesting to see where Malik Willis falls after the performance versus Ole Miss. Again, I'm not closing the door on Willis. Just needs a little time to cook and develop, in my opinion. Check it out. NFL football is finally back, baby, and there's no need to exhaust yourself searching all over the internet to find Cowboys tickets or Rams tickets or Cardinals tickets anymore, because TickPick, that's TickPick, is the original no-fee ticket site, and the only one you'll ever need is your go-to for all NFL tickets. TickPick got rid of all those awful service fees that other ticket sites charge, which lets them guarantee the best prices on all their NFL tickets. Don't believe it? If you can find better prices for the same seats on another ticket site, TickPick will give you 110% of the difference in purchase price. Listen, I know you want to go to a Cowboys game here in Texas, or you want to go see those awful Jaguars play on the road. TickPick has you covered. Visit TickPick.com/Devy today and use the promo code Devy to save $10 off your first order for those Dallas Cowboy tickets or whatever your favorite NFL team tickets are. Let's go to round two. Top of round two, 201. There goes Kyren Williams. 202, George Pickens. 203, Kenny Pickett, the quarterback out of Pitt. And for those of y'all wondering where Pickens is, he's still nursing that ACL tear. 204, Brian Robinson. Okay, 13 carries, 18 yards last week versus LSU. Yikes. 205, Desmond Ridder. 206, Jameson Williams. What an ascension for this wide receiver out of Alabama. 207, Jahan Dotson. Dominant performance this past weekend against Maryland. 208, we got a tight end. Cracking the top 24, Jalen Weidermeyer, the big boy out of A&M. And there goes Chris Olave at 209. Coming off of the board as wide receiver 8 in the class. I think that's eight. What's it? 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, wide receiver 8. 209, Bam Knight out of North Carolina State. Not sure Bam Knight's going to declare, but it'd be interesting to see where he goes. He's got the size and the speed. 211, John Mechie, the wide receiver out of Alabama, who we were all bullish for coming into the season, and Jameson Williams is the clear number one. And 212, we've got Wandale Robinson, the wide receiver out of Kentucky. So interesting round two. I think, you know, if I were kind of shuffling these things around, I would have Jahan Dotson at 201. Probably Jameson Williams would move up over George Pickens. Love the talent of Pickens. We just need to see if GP is back. I've literally seen no news about George Pickens from his ACL injury. Kenny Pickett, I like Kenny Pickett, and if you can get Kenny Pickett at 203, I think that's a steal right now. When it's all said and done, I believe Kenny Pickett's going to be a first-round pick. And if we've learned anything from Mac Jones, if a quarterback is going to be drafted in round one, if you can catch one of these guys at the top of the second, great freaking value. Great value. Like, think about this, right? So let's go back. At 103, you got Isaiah Spiller, and then at 203, you walk away with Kenny Pickett. I mean, just, I think that's a hell of a draft in 2022. Ritter, I don't see it. Maybe a developmental guy. I think he's a better version of Kellen Mond. That does not instill a ton of confidence, but that's who I think Desmond Ritter is. And if he proves me wrong, then damn it, I have to fall on that sword and I have to keep it real and be like, man, I missed, and go back and figure out what it was and why Desmond Ritter hit and I wasn't as high on him. But right now, what I'm seeing, I don't see franchise changer. I don't see franchise starting quarterback. I see an average quarterback that can give you replacement level production, do well in some spot starts, but I don't see a long-term starter with Desmond Ritter at this point in time. Jameson Williams is an interesting case because he's such a deep threat, man. Tons of speed, his ability to take the top off of defense. Reminds me of a poor man's Henry Ruggs. And we're just talking about as the prospect. I know everything that's going on with Ruggs and his situation, but just as a prospect, deep threat, home run ability. I think he reminds me of like, he kind of fits that Henry Ruggs mold for me. Jahan Dotson is incredible. He's good, man. Separation, the long speed. We saw that on display this past weekend. I like Dotson over Olave, man. I do like Jahan Dotson over Chris Olave. Not really into John Mechie. And as fun as Wandale Robinson is to watch play, those type of receivers, these smaller, and I love Rondale Moore, but I'm learning, right? It's all about learning, growing in our process. Those type of receivers are hard to hit. You know, the Steve Smiths of the world don't come around often. These smaller, and I don't want to say gadget players, but get the ball to them and let them create in space. Like, as fast and dynamic as Rondale Moore looked playing in the Big Ten, we can definitely see that everybody in the NFL is fast. And those plays, those chunk yak plays, don't come as often for Rondale Moore in the league as they did in college. So that sort of concerns me when we're looking at a Wandale Robinson. Zonovan Knight, I don't know, man. He's been good this season, but I'm still, I don't think he declares. There's a clear cutoff point for me. You know, after the Olaves, the Weidermeyers, Dotson, Williams, Pickett, Pickens, I'm out. Like, I can pass. I can move on from the 2022 class. And if I've got the 209 in a rookie draft and somebody is just dying to move up and they want to trade me a 2023 second, I would probably do that straight up. But I'm pretty sure rookie fear will get you a first rounder. We'll probably net you a first if you move one of these picks in your rookie draft. So maybe it's a move that we consider making, but this is the second round. Once again, Kyren Williams, George Pickens, Kenny Pickett, Brian Robinson, Desmond Ritter, Jameson Williams, Jahan Dotson, Jalen Weidermeyer, Chris Olave, Zonovan Knight, John Mechie, and Wandale Robinson. So let's take a look at the ADP compiled from all the mocks that we've done. And here are your top 20. You got Matt Corral and Sam Howell, 1 and 2. Isaiah Spiller is your RB1. Malik Willis, ADP, QB3, right there at 4. The player 4, 104. Kenneth Walker is your RB2, based on ADP. Treylon Burks, your wide receiver 1, with Breece Hall as running back 3. And there goes the opening bell. The market is open, baby. The market is open. Earnings plays. Let's see how those do. Drake London is your wide receiver 2. Garrett Wilson is your WR3. David Bell, WR4. George Pickens, wide receiver 5. Little high for me. Little high for me. And his ADP actually rose in the month of November with this mock draft. Kyren Williams, RB4. Zach Charbonnet, RB5. Carson Strong is your QB4. With Desmond Ridder as your top 5 QB, QB5. Olave, ADP, wide receiver 6. With Jahan Dotson, wide receiver 7. Williams, Jamison Williams, wide receiver 8. And Wandale Robinson, wide receiver 9, according to our ADP data. Jalen Watermeyer, tight end 1. I do think he'll have a little competition. Trey McBride and Isaiah Likely out of Coastal Carolina, really good players. But like I said, if you want the rest of the ADP data, patreon.com/prospecttalk, get you that. Hopefully, this gives you some clarity as you approach your trade deadlines in Dynasty Fantasy Football of some players, where they're going, where the community values these guys. I'm telling you right now, Drake London is going to probably stay as my wide receiver, too. I continue to monitor the mock draft landscape, and I haven't seen him fall outside of the first round yet. Love his talent. A little higher on Jahan Dotson, especially after the performance that he had last weekend. I know a lot of people sour on Breece Hall a little bit. Don't really know why. He's still a tier one running back prospect. Still think he's going to be good in the NFL. Early production, producing now. Catch the ball, run between the tackles. And Matt Corral is my quarterback 1 in this class. Sam Howell is my quarterback 2. So those rankings correlate pretty well. Malik Willis is going to be an interesting case to watch his value throughout this draft process. But we have you covered. We'll make sure you have all of that. And I promise you next week, it will come out on Monday, Mock Draft Monday. Well, we're not going to do it next week, but the week after. We gotta do some more mocks, get some more data in. But this will come out on Mondays. I promise you, Mock Draft Mondays will be in full effect once we get it rolling. And then once we hit the draft season, we'll have one of these every single week. No BS, straight to the point. Hope you enjoy the rest of your day. If you like the data, if you like the content, just thumbs up. Subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel. I appreciate you. I'm out. We'll be back with more content later this week. Y'all have a great one. Peace.